Hi, welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. We have some announcements coming up. We have our cemetery. Well, we actually have a cemetery hunt scheduled for September 2nd. The rain date is September 9th. This will be at Christ Church Cemetery. It's at South Pine Street in South Amboy. Team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish will lead this investigation. It's going to run from 9 to 10:30 p.m., but please show up around 8:45 to sign the waiver sheet. Greg has gotten permission for this one and is in the works for another one to be set up, so stay tuned to Yahoo Groups and the website for that announcement.
The cemetery king.
He is. I give him credit. He's pounding the pavement, and he's doing it the right way. We do have permission that he got in writing, so I'm very pleased, very happy. And for those of you who have participated in the cemetery hunts, where's your proof? I haven't gotten any.
Me either.
Well, the cemetery hunt that I led on August 4th, I got a couple emails from people, and, you know, I'm, like, deluged at this point. I can't even breathe. You know, I have, like, 6 email accounts to maintain, plus my real job. So, it's like... Don't email me your stuff, but, you know, get it to the deadline. If you got, like, a substantial picture, I mean, if it's, like, an orb, okay, we've been there, done that, sick to death of orbs. You got a really good vortex now. That's something you email to the deadline at NJGHS or to Laura H. at NJGHS. But, you know, or a really good EVP, like, where we actually hear something, not a bunch of static.
I got a full body apparition.
Well, yeah, I won't push my luck with that. But anyway, so that's the cemetery hunt for September 2nd. Now we have our upcoming meetings. We're going to be... Let's see, September 6th, the Central Jersey Division is going to convene. All meetings take place from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The Central Jersey one is at the Hazlitt Library, located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. Team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish head up that division. Next one is September 19th, and that is the Northwest Division. That's mine. I do that little corner of the state there. That's September 19th in the Community Center, located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. And September 28th is the Northeast Division, headed up by Laura Lindemann. That's at the Bogota Recreation Center, located at 162 West Main Street in Bogota.
Bogota.
And a lot of people think it's Bogota. It's spelled the same, but if you're from Jersey, it's Bogota. Anyway, so I understand that things are going well now for you. We can't go into total details, but girls, I don't know, your days are numbered. Brian did mention to me that, I don't know, you might be off the market, huh?
Well, I wouldn't go that far yet.
Okay.
Now, come on.
All right, well, you know, I'm rooting for you, no matter what, you know.
Yeah, but still come out and see me.
Okay, yeah. Now, yeah, well, we don't even know, like, well, are you going to make the cemetery hunt on the September 2nd?
I don't know yet.
Okay. Well, you know, if you are, let me send out a Yahoo blast. All the groupies.
That is around the Labor Day weekend. So.
Yeah, we want those Brian groupies out there.
September 2nd, I might be at Eastern State, too.
That's true. We're still waiting to hear back if it's going to be the 9th, the 2nd, possibly the 16th, you know. But, yeah, that'll be neat. We'll have our very... I have to buy the special award paper and make sure they get their brand new certificates as certified paranormal investigators.
And new
little cards. Well, no, this is after they do that 4-hour training.
They have to give up the information.
They have to turn in their report of findings, and then we score everything.
That's
and if they pass, then they get their fancy certificate.
And I'll have
card.
My red pen ready.
I'm sure you will. See, I have a red pen now too. So yeah, so that's exciting. Speaking of exciting, we're going to, you know, it's the end of August, so yeah, we're looking at September, which after that comes my favorite month, October, and Halloween, and I am already booked for 6 presentations for October. Can you believe? Actually, the one that's taking place on October 23rd, they booked me October 24th, 2005.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. She wanted to make sure she could get me for 2006, but as close to Halloween.
And I'm sure you pulled out your book and be like, well, let me see.
Yeah, you know,
well, you know what? Just because I know you, I think I'll put you in there.
So let me run down these dates for you all. It's October 5th, Jackson Library in Jackson, New Jersey at 7 p.m. October 13th, Leisure Village, Lakewood, New Jersey, 7 p.m. October 14th, the Science Fiction Society of Northern New Jersey will host my presentation at Borders Books in Paramus Plaza, Paramus, New Jersey, at 8 p.m. And October 19th, the Belvedere Women's Club out in Belvedere at 7:30 p.m. October 23rd, Matawan Aberdeen Library in Matawan, New Jersey, 7 p.m. And November 1st, Ocean County Library in Lakewood, New Jersey, 7 p.m.
November 1st?
Well, it's the day after Halloween. Yeah, that's usually, by that point, I'm fried to a crisp, so this should be interesting as to how I'm going to drag my butt into work, plus go and do a presentation, but, hey, you know, it's all for a good cause. As it gets closer, probably like in mid to third week of September, I'll start posting all these presentation dates and times and everything, and there's going to be press. The libraries themselves said they would send their own press releases out to the local press. I'll send out the stuff that I generically do, and you'll see it on the website, so... You know, if you haven't seen the paranormal investigating presentation that I do, and you want to check it out, please do. Plus, I'm going to tweak it. I'm going to add in some new stuff, you know, kind of...
Good idea.
I don't want people to see the exact same thing they saw last year. So I want to go through it and put in some updated photos. And unfortunately, the EVPs that play in it are really the best ones, so I'm not going to tamper with that.
Right,
you know, they were done when I was on New Jersey 101.5, so you can't... beat the quality of having Alan David Stein playing it off a vault, and you have, you know, and I captured it all, so it's that I'm going to stick with, but I'll probably put in some different pictures and different, you know, and there's always different stories and things happening, so, you know, even if you did see it last year, you may say, hey, you know, I want to drag myself to it again this year, so keep an eye out for that. I don't even know how we're going to do all this. We're going to have to really do the podcast well in advance at that point, because Brian's moving.
Yep.
So in between you moving and...
You doing all these presentations.
Plus the other media stuff that crops up.
The other media stuff, and I'm sure we'll start getting a lot of more investigations in September and October and November. So we're going to be busy people.
And I think I'm up to my fifth party invitation for October 28th. It's like, everybody's like, well, it's October 28th, we're having a Halloween party. I'm like, no, really? A Halloween party? Oh, yeah. But, you know, I would like to go. See, my friend Bug is very smart. He always does his Halloween party.
Your friend who?
Bug. Everybody's got a friend named Bug. But hi, Bug.
I don't.
Oh, okay. Bug from Egg TV. I don't know if you ever saw the show. But
never saw it.
Okay. Well, anyway, it was a cable show, Egg TV. And but Bug is smart. He always does his massive Halloween party the first weekend in November, first Saturday night in November. That way, anybody who had all their Halloween parties have already gotten them over.
Right.
He's not stepping on anybody's toes. And that's why he gets the best turnout, because it's the week after, and everybody's like, I want to wear my costume again, and now you have the perfect chance, you know. His house is set up great. You go downstairs, they have the band set up on the far end of the basement, and all these different bands come and play. He's got his bar right there, the neon sign with his logo, the Bug. And it turns out he's a butcher by trade, and small world, my cousin's wife breeds the Great Danes, and that's how I ended up adopting Captain, you know, the Great Dane that I had. And it turns out when I was telling her about going to a party that he was having, she's like, wait, that guy sounds familiar. And she's like, is he a butcher? And I go, yeah. And she goes, well, she's driving all the way down from where she lives in Columbia down to his place in Chatham Township.
Oh, my God.
Because he has the best prices on, because she has to buy so much of the chicken backs and all kinds of stuff, the pig's legs and things that she feeds the Great Danes. And because each dog eats 4 pounds of raw
meat
and bones a day. So she's going down and buying truckloads
times
of...
how many dogs?
She's got 7 full-grown Great Danes.
So we're talking 20?
5 puppies.
Oh, my God.
She's got 5 French Bulldog puppies that came along that she's adopting out. Well, you know, she charges and she does those too. And yeah, I was just there on Saturday with the kids. It's like a kid heaven, this house. So the kids are like, I want to see the puppies. Well, okay, do you want Great Dane puppies? Do you want French Bulldog puppies? Okay, and then you get to play with them. Then here's all the Great Danes. Okay, you're done playing with them. Okay, go play in the pool.
Oh, my God.
Go jump on the trampoline. Well, go use the batting cage and get your batting practice in. Okay, go out front and play basketball. Well, there's a 3.5 acres. Why don't you go ride the mini bike? And it's like...
You should just drop them off there.
It's no wonder. It's like, I guess, you know, and then it hit me. I'm like, well, if you move out here and you have all this land, you pretty much have to do all that stuff. Because it's not like when you live in suburbia and it's like, well, your kids can walk down to Main Street and go into a theater or go to an arcade. There's nothing to do. So you pretty much have to bring it all on site.
Not in Columbia.
Yeah, you know, but you wouldn't, when you're there.
Oh, wait, there's the truck stop, though.
What truck stop?
Columbia, New Jersey.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's got a McDonald's.
They probably do.
I know they do.
You've been there?
I lived in Mount Bethel for many years.
What's Mount Bethel?
Right over the Columbia-Portland Bridge.
In PA?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, like, that's when you cross over that Delaware Bridge there?
Yep.
Like, on 94, but you're kind of heading...
Right.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Well, there you have it, folks. So, anyway, it's... We had a blast being up there, but, yeah, it's... Small world. So Sharon knew Bug because she buys all the Great Dane raw meat from him.
And, well, did she know the celebrity that lived in Columbia?
I don't know. There was a celebrity there?
I think it was Steve Zahn, the comedian. He was in a couple different movies. Saving Silverman.
Never saw it? Not a clue. Sorry.
Well, we see you watch a lot of movies.
Well, you know, if it was during my Jill Corporate days, when did that come out?
Oh, pfft. I don't know.
Mid-80s?
No, probably in the 90s.
Oh. Oh. Saddled with Kids.
Ah.
Yeah. Didn't get out much. All right, well. It's either during the Jill Corporate phase or the mommy phase. I had no life, you know?
Which phase are you in now?
I don't know. The enjoying my life phase.
Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting.
Hi, I'm Doug of Ghostly Talk, and you're listening to the Deadline Podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Hi, welcome back. You know what?
What?
We have a parachair.
Another one?
Another one. It's
This is two podcasts in a row. This is getting weird.
It's like that song by I'm a Robot creeps me out, you know. Like, wow, two in a row.
I was about to say, what, Mr. Roboto?
No, did you see the video? It was on iFilms. There's some kind of controversy over the song with Creeps Me Out, where they have, like, the clean version and then, like, this version that you can only, like kind of see on when it was on iFilms or something.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Well, it's a band. Anyway, the band is called I'm a Robot, and the song is Creeps Me Out, so. All right,
is there an apostrophe in that?
What?
I'm a?
No, it's just I-M-A. I'm a Robot.
Okay.
You ever hear them? Well, it's a cute song about, you know, how this girl is like, you know, it's like, she doesn't screw my friends, she cleans my apartment, all this love is like, creeps me out. So the reference was lost completely, shot to hell on that, we're moving on, next, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Please.
All right, so thanks to those of you who took the time, well, the one of you who took the time to write in and share your great ghostly encounter and paranormal experience. You're now entered in the monthly drawing for membership in the NJGHS. If you haven't already, please send in your parashares. Brian, this is where you take over and rag on people.
Come on, you freaking losers. Get off your butts. Get on those damn computers that you sit on for 18 hours a day.
Chatting.
Porn sites.
Yeah, you know, the time you waste with the porn and the emoticons, we could have had three power shares.
We're free. We're free. You know, you don't pay us.
Yeah.
We give you all this great content. You know what? So do it. Do it now. Tell them what to do, Laura.
If you would take the time to fill out the handy-dandy form on the deadline page of the NJGHS.net site, you can do it that way. If you're form-phobic, All you have to do is send an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. You can ramble on as much as you want about your experiences and stuff. Don't worry, I'll edit it out. I won't let you sound like a moron.
Our paper and toner is free. Don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, you know? So, really, get off the stick. We've had some really diehard people like Frank, Margaret, Dina.
Exactly. Okay?
That's pretty sad that I can rattle off names of the only people.
On one hand.
Yeah, you know? So, I don't know. And plus, you know, to play the sympathy card here, I'm tired. I'm exhausted. And you're making so much more work for me. Because you know what? I have to sit there and I have to surf the net. I have to come up with ways to bullshit with Brian. Pardon the French.
Come on,
it's
people.
Like, you're killing me here.
Hey, take this work off her. She's old enough. You know,
really?
She doesn't
I've only
need
got one
extra
foot in the grave and you're getting the other one close by, man. Okay, our parashare comes from Sarah Simmons. She says, while I don't consider my house haunted, I have had a number of experiences that I cannot have an explanation for. At the advice of a friend, I've only recently started documenting them. She has two documented, but basically she's only been the one who's witnessed these events. Forgive me, I still have that whole allergy thing. Okay, the first definite experience I had was last summer. I was lying in bed, I was wide awake, and there's a bathroom about 3 or 4 feet away from my side of the bed. And yeah, you could toss this off as a dream, but I was wide awake when I heard a male sigh come from the direction of the open door of the bathroom. I could even tell how high it was, and the height, and even that it was from a man. I then came directly, or I guess she meant it, it came directly into my bedroom and shut the door. I laid down, or maybe she meant she, I don't know, I can't tell. This says, she said, I wasn't scared, only curious. The next time, it came not too long after that, and she was still trying to sleep, so she got up and she closed the door. And she laid down on bed, she was trying to fall asleep again, and she felt something sit down on the bed next to her. The bed even gave way. The first thing I thought of was that it was my cat, and I turned over to pet her. Only as I was turning over, I saw the closed door, and then she remembered she had closed the door, so it wasn't the cat that had gotten in. Oh, wow. There was nothing next to me that I could see. The next experience was when I was in my bedroom with my back to the door that leads to the hallway. I was standing at the bed folding laundry. My children were sleeping and my husband was out walking the dog, so basically I was alone. I saw movement through the open door and I waited for my husband to walk through the door any moment. When he didn't, I went to investigate, only to realize that he hadn't come home from work yet. Come home from walking the dog yet. My children were still fast asleep. One of the differences that I noticed from the movement that I'd seen is that it came from a much smaller source, almost child size. The next time, my husband was there to witness this one. We were standing in our kitchen. I was at the sink doing dishes, and he was leaning against the wall talking to me. I didn't say it. He could have been drying the dishes, but I won't say it. You know. I have a long galley-type kitchen excuse me, that leads into a laundry room or pantry. Hang on. This is killing me. I can't breathe. Okay. At the left side of this particular room is the door that leads into the garage. The huge garage door was shut. While my husband and I were in the kitchen, we both heard what sounded like the door that leads from the garage into the laundry room open. It has a particularly distinct noise, almost hydraulic, if you will. We both stopped and looked at each other because we heard it at the same time. Since I was closest, I went over to the door, which was still closed, even though it had just sounded like it opened. I quickly locked the door just in case someone was in the garage and trying to get into our house. Eventually, we checked the garage itself, only to find it empty. The last two events are documented, and funny enough, they both happened when I was talking to the same person, either in IM or on the phone. While I still have no witnesses to these events, the person I was talking to was a ghost hunter who offered me advice on both situations. I was talking to the ghost hunter strictly as a friend, not as a potential client or lover. Oops, sorry. I was sitting at our dining room table with my laptop computer. It was very late, 3 a.m. or so. We have a big computer in there as well. sitting on its own desk with its own chair. The desk and chair are just beyond the table, which is in plain sight of where I was seated. I saw the chair to the main computer swivel on its own, as if someone had sat down at the computer and swiveled it so that they could see the screen. I was using a webcam at the time, and my friend noticed how big my eyes got and how surprised I was. He had me check for things like the cat, did I see anything else, hear anything else, could the cat have jumped up on the chair, and, you know, all these different things. All of the answers were no. I felt absolutely no threatening presence, even though I was a little unnerved. The last time happened just 2 days ago. I was talking on the phone with my friend, and I was lying on the couch. It was late. With everyone in bed, It was late with everyone in bed and sleeping. The hall light was on, serving as a nightlight for my children. While my back was to the hall, my head was tilted to the side enough so that I could see the hall, when I saw what seemed to be a tall, rounded shadow move down the hall. Its shadow was against the wall. Well, I was completely unnerved. I went down and checked on my children, and they were fine. The shadow had come from the direction of their bedrooms, and it was headed towards mine. While on the phone with my ghost hunting friend, I tested where the shadow would fall if I happened to walk down the hall. The only way my shadow was cast on the wall was if I hugged the wall. And that would be impossible to walk down the hallway that way, as there is furniture there. The shadow didn't dart, it just seemed to move at a normal rate of speed. There was no way that it was car lights either. I do have more regarding my house, but as this email is exceptionally long, I'll only share a fast. Thank you for reading. If you have any questions, please contact me, blah, blah, blah. Thank you very much, Sarah. That was pretty interesting. And, if you have other things to share, please do. That's pretty cool. What do
very
you think?
Very nice. Liked it.
I knew it.
What'd you know?
That you were the ghost hunting friend to which she refers.
Actually, not.
No?
No.
It was another one?
It was another one.
Ugh. Well, that would have made really good, National Enquirer news, but...
It would have been there if I saw
something.
Something
else? I found this story on the web, and since I love animals, and I have a cat, so, I love cats, but this really...
Bob.
I know, my bobcat.
That's a tough name, Bob.
Yeah.
Spelled backwards, it's still Bob.
But when I had a female cat, her name was Spike. That's a tough name. Anyway, this is a ghost cat in the attic. Now, wait till you hear this. This is a very strange but true story. Not everyone believes in ghosts, but I do, and I've had several experiences with the supernatural. This is only one of my encounters. This happened when I was only 8 years old. My bus driver's wife had a kitten, and she wanted to get rid of it, so she offered it to me first, and of course I took the female kitten from her. Now, this was the first cat that I can remember owning. She was a black and white cat, and for some reason I gave her the name Dozier.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. She was a very sweet cat, and she was truly mine because she was everywhere that I was. Now, we had several other cats, and we had a problem with them getting into our attic. Seemed like we could not keep them out, so we decided to put up boards in the places that they were getting in through, but Dozier would always find a way. She was managing to get in. Now, in my bedroom, there was a large rectangular hole in the corner of the ceiling. Dozer had found this hole, and we started playing with each other through this hole, and I would feed her if I had any food in my room, and she would stay there for hours and play with me. We had this cat for maybe a year. We had her long enough for her to have a litter of kittens. About 2 weeks after having her kittens, my grandfather had found her dead in the road when we had all gone to the store. Instead of burying her, he had just thrown her over the hill.
Nice.
What is it with cats? Every time you see a movie, somebody's kicking the cat, hurling it, throwing it out a window.
Picking up on the tail, twirling around.
And here's Grandpa just winging the cat over a hill. God, man. All right. So, wow. Go, Grandpa. So instead of burying her, he just thrown her over the hill. When Mom had finally decided to tell me that evening, I was sad and depressed because that cat and I were so close. It's a good thing Grandpa didn't throw you over the hill. Here's your cat. All right, now this was supposed to be a really good story, and I'm laughing. I'm sorry. Okay, so anyway. But she still couldn't believe that Grandpa didn't bury the cat. Well, we were left to care for her kittens. Days after Dozer's death, I was sitting in my bedroom doing homework when suddenly I saw a black and white paw coming through the hole in my ceiling. And not really thinking, because I was glad, you know, she was glad like to get her home, take a break from her homework. She said it was getting on her nerves. I went to play with Dozer. Now, her death had completely slipped my mind, and I was really playing with her and petting her. Then I turned to see if I had some food for her, when suddenly it hit me that she was dead, and I fell flat on the floor trying to get away from her, and I busted my head on the floor, but the pain didn't faze me. I looked back up at the hole, and she was still there waiting for me to bring her something like she always did. Now, that's weird. I went to my mother and asked her to go outside and call for all of her cats on the porch, and then I had her come in the bedroom, and she saw it too. This dead cat was still there. I was one terrified little girl. Then suddenly I had realized why she had come back to me. Two reasons for her return. One was to tell me goodbye, and the other was that she was not at rest.
My gosh, you can't even finish a story.
I know,
here.
It's terrible. Anyway, well, the cat wasn't at rest since Grandpa hurled it up.
This is a very serious story, and
I know,
you are
I'm
making
sorry.
A mockery of this little girl's story.
All right, anyway. So the next day when she came home from school, she says, I went over the hill where my grandfather the cat and found what was left of it. Terrible. And I buried her in the hills. And I've never seen her again. I'm really upset. I'm so moved.
I can tell. The tears are just rolling out of your face right now.
So I put her soul to rest and she was satisfied and had no reason to come back. I'm surprised she didn't flip the paw to the grandfather, man.
Oh, my
That would have
gosh.
Been the logical response, but anyway. So, little Dozer is buried safely now.
And is resting in peace.
Peace is.
You are so bad. You're going to hell.
Oh, man. Okay, let's gain composure. It's time for haunted trivia. Last week you were asked, what is the name of the famous original spirit photographer? Guesses?
No.
William Hope. Willie lived from 1863 to 1933. And again, his pictures, you know, although they looked like they were fake, nobody ever proved that they were fake.
Well, he lived a long time. Around that time. 70
years?
Yeah. An old geezer.
Mm-hmm. So this week's haunted trivia has a skill level of very challenging.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I made
this
one. You
have to look on the internet.
Oh, yeah. The ghost of Major General Anthony Wayne, hero of the American Revolutionary War, haunts Fort Ticonderoga and his apparition in full army dress, charging into an unseen battle on his trusty white stallion, has been spotted along the battle route of U.S. 1, which was the Battle of Brandywine, in 1777. Now, Mad Anthony was quite the ladies' man. Two women in particular. Of the two, one of them ended up taking her life by drowning herself in the lake at Fort Ticonderoga when she thought that her beloved Anthony had taken a bride by the name of Penelope Haynes. What is the name of this woman ghost who to this day can be seen around the fort or floating face up in the very lake she drowned in? People also report hearing her sobs along with her apparitions at times. Tell us her name. If you're the first person to email hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, the full name of this ghost woman at Fort Ticonderoga, it's a mouthful, you will win the CD by our own Brian Sant of our earlier podcast from September 2005 up until April 2006, and the official NJGHS bumper sticker, which says
honk once if you're haunted, twice if you're possessed.
There you go.
But I have a question. She was found, she's seen floating face up. Isn't that kind of the reverse? Don't you want to be floating face down when you drowned?
No, not if you want to scare the crap out of somebody. I want my eyes all glazed over, my lips blue, my skin all peeled, and yeah.
Kind of like you are now.
Yeah, you know. Except no water. You know? But yeah, so that's what some people, I mean, could you imagine you dive into the lake and you're swimming around going, come on in, kids, it's fun. Oh my God. And there's this face staring at you floating by. Ew. So, yeah.
Well, you get a stick and poke it.
Really? Or you could always run around and look for Dozer to say, hey, here, kitty, kitty.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website's certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Hi, I'm Scott L. of Ghostly Talk Paranormal Talk Radio, and you're listening to Deadline Podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Ah, I love those commercials and those promos. That was fun, collecting those promos.
Oh, yes.
You weren't there, but it was fun. anyway, so listen, everybody, make sure you stay tuned to the website. It's www.njghs.net. Don't forget to sign up for the NJGHS Yahoo groups. The link is right there on the homepage, okay? That's how you get all the latest and greatest info.
Oh, and just to let everyone know, all our archives are now showing up on Podcast Alley.
Yeah.
The last couple ones.
Thank you, Brian. That was a big... So now if you like, you're like, oh, I missed last week's show, you can actually go and click on last week's show and still hear it.
Yes.
I'm sure this show, people will be clicking on for weeks to come because they hear Laura totally
off,
losing
baby.
It. Yeah. Oh, God. Sorry about that. But, yeah, the visual on in my head of the cat just... Oh, man. Sorry.
Poor kitty.
I know.
Kitty got trashed.
Yeah. But, so anyway, yeah, stay tuned to the homepage. And you know what?
What's that?
I don't know if Jeff and Vince are going to have my head for announcing this.
And now she's pouring water into electrical outlets. Nice.
Sorry about that. I know there's people out there for... Don't understand it. Like, I'm very big on email. You know this. You know how I hate for people to call me. I don't want to be on the phone. I'd rather just type and get rid of you and call it a day.
I'm used to that.
For those of you who are email impaired, we have actually set up a toll-free number for Ghost World Conference. Okay? And the number is 888-819-9215. That's the last time I'm ever going to give that out because I don't want people calling us all hours of the night. But anyway, it'll probably be posted on the ghostworldconference.com website, so check it out. And our workshop should be uploaded soon, and we should
be
in good shape.
Looking forward to saying that.
Yeah. So if you don't get a chance to come out to one of the presentations I'm doing, at least come out to a meeting, you know, say hello. That would be nice. Thanks again to our wonderful Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king, babe.
And our team leaders, Laura Lindemann and Gregory and Sherry Irish. And, of course, thanks for our theme song. Goes out to Don Slepian of donslepian.com. And thanks to all of you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly because at some point in life you have to meet The Deadline.